you sure about Mary? I think it's me. You're being too nice, Bernard.
It's okay. Don't worry. I remember the guy who found that wine. We had to take him back in a wheelbarrow, and the Russians in a clock factory. They were...
You know something? You were just babies then.
What?
Just babies in the war, like the ones upstairs.
Well, I guess so.
But you're not going to write it that way, are you? Oh, no.
Why? I don't know.
I know. You'll pretend you were men instead of babies, and you'll be played in the movies by Frank Sinatra or John Wayne or some other glamorous, war-loving old man. And war will look just wonderful, so we'll have a lot more of them. And they'll be fought by babies like the babies upstairs.
Hey, stop right there. Please. See my hand here? I'm raising it for a promise, Mary. Now, I don't think this book of mine is ever going to be finished, but if I ever do finish it, I give you my word of honor right now there won't be a part for Frank Sinatra or John Wayne. I'll tell you what I'll call it, too. The Children's Crusade, okay? Can we be friends now?
Okay. Okay, friends.
You can put your hand down now, I guess, my friend.
I read a Gideon Bible once in a motel room. I searched for tales of great destruction, and the way the Lord rained down fire and brimstone upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And Lot's wife, of course, was told not to look back where all those people and their homes had been. But she did look back, and I love her for that, because it was so human. She was turned into a pillar of salt. So it goes. People aren't supposed to look back. I'm certainly not going to do it anymore. I've finished my story now. The next one I write is going to be fun. This one is a failure, and had to be, since it was written by a pillar of salt. It begins like this. Listen. Billy Pilgrim has come unstuck in time. It ends like this. Poot-tweet. Listen, Billy Pilgrim has come unstuck in time. Listen, Billy Pilgrim has gone to sleep a senile widower and awakened on his wedding day. He has walked through a door in 1955 and come out another one in 1941. He has gone back through that door to find himself in 1963. He has seen his birth and death many times, he says, and pays random visits to all the events in between. He says, Billy is spastic in time, has no control over where he is going next, and the trips are not necessarily fun. He is in a constant state of stage fright, he says, because he never knows what part of his life he is going to have to act in next. Billy was born in 1922 in Ilium, New York. An only child, he graduated from high school, but was then drafted for military service with the infantry in Europe, where he was taken prisoner in Germany. After the war, he enrolled at the Ilium School of Optometry, but although getting engaged to the daughter of the owner of the school, he had a breakdown and was placed in a veterans hospital near Lake Placid. He recovered and got married to his fiancée. He became rich, had two children, Barbara and Robert. Barbara married another optometrist, and Robert joined the Green Berets and went to Vietnam. Later, Billy crashed on a mountaintop in a light airplane, taking a group of optometrists to a convention. But he survived, only for his wife to die in an automobile accident while he was recovering from his own crash. Out of hospital and recuperating, without warning, he started to talk about coming unstuck in time. He wrote to the local newspaper about having been kidnapped by a flying saucer from the planet Tralfamador, where he was mated with a former movie star called Montana Wildhack. Billy was now working on another letter to the paper, on an old typewriter in the rumpus room of his house where the oil burner had quit working.
The most important thing I learned on Tralfamador. is that when a person dies, he only appears to die.